Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Whether you're a duck or whether you're a beaver, your fantasy team needs a new receiver. It's Danny and Dusty at lunchtime every day. Maybe you're a tortured fan of Rip City. Danny and Dusty are here to take pity, hoping there's not a center with bad knees on the way. Talking noon till three, Danny and Dusty on the fan. Yep, I'm singing again, cause they haven't said I can't. Danny and Dusty love the teams the rest of us revile. Raising a Blazers banner would make it all worthwhile. Noon till three.
An Odyssey station.
Way to kiss my ass.
Hour number two, Danny and Dusty. A Rusty and Dusty edition. Jeff Rust over here. Party on, Wayne.
Party on, Garth.
Thanks for being a part of our day, letting us be a part of yours, whether it's on 1080 AM, The Fan, 99.5 HD2, The Odyssey, yep, or YouTube.com/1080 AM, The Fan, where the party animals are, and Twitch.tv/1080 AM, The Fan. We had the Boston Celtics knock off the Miami Heat last night, 118-84. That was a rollover game if I've ever seen it.
Boy, that was over quickly.
1-2-3 Cancun, midway through the first quarter.
Man.
Tyler Herro goes down, clanks a three, and then the gas just got poured on the Miami Heat, and they went.
And from there on out, the Heat just looked like Philip Seymour Hoffman. Yeah. Brain dance!
Danny is actually gone today because he's got a hangover from the celebrating that he did.
Yes, exactly.
With the way the Miami Heat went out.
He needs another hip surgery.
I mean, yeah. he went hard in the paint celebrating the death of the Miami Heat. But there was something that happened after the game, because one thing that the Boston Celtics did not have was Kristaps Porzingis. And from what we are hearing and what we are all gathering, it's highly unlikely he's going to be out for the conference semifinals in its entirety with that calf strain.
Yeah. It's the soleus, right?
Yeah.
Is that the same thing as Giannis?
Yes.
Yeah.
Which attaches right down there at your Achilles. It's not something you want a 7-footer to be dealing with.
Right.
But after the game, Jaylen Brown was asked about Porzingis, and this one, it caught my attention.
You could tell, like, just knowing him now, like, you know, he's smiling, but you could tell, like, it hurts him that he's not being with his team. But, you know, I just told him, hey, we're gonna hold it down. Just get your recovery in, get back healthy, and we're not going to miss a beat when you come back. So we'll be ready.
We're going to hold it down. We'll be back when you're ready. Or we'll be there when you're ready.
Mm-hmm.
They still got the conference semifinals, and without Kristaps Porzingis, you're staring down at what is a very competitive series between the Cavaliers and the Magic right now, where home team just wins, and they're going to be in Orlando tonight. But the matchups that you look at, you're talking about a team that got bounced early from the playoffs over the last handful of years,
yeah,
and they will not, without Porzingis, now you do not have Porzingis. Is that something that the realities of Boston advancing in a 7-game series against either Cleveland or Orlando?
I think at least the bright side here is that you're getting either Cleveland or Orlando and not like the 76ers. Because the Eastern Conference did come out and say today, too, that both of those series, the next round, will start Monday.
Monday.
No matter what happens in either of the game sixes tonight, both games will start, series will start on Monday.
It's a big rest advantage for Boston, especially, because, look, there's game six tonight with a 3-2 series lead for the Cleveland Cavaliers. If that thing goes game seven, you're looking on Saturday.
Yeah.
They've only got one day turnaround. Cleveland to Boston, and then they're going to be jumping in on Monday.
At least, fortunately, Cleveland's a fairly young team, or staying with Orlando, no matter who comes out of there.
And that's the thing that you look at with the matchups-wise. Like, it might be, like, if Orlando comes out of it, it's actually, their lack of shooting hurts them no matter who they play. Mm-hmm. But the sheer size that Orlando has, it poses a problem, because they go 6'10 across the board, and then they have Jalen Suggs running the point guard, right?
Yeah,
the size not an issue for that Orlando team, and Porzingis is not like your traditional 7'2" center who's going to be banging down
rim
on the block. But when you have 6'10" in your starting lineup, and then off the bench 6'10", 6'10", 6'10",
right?
That's where a team like Orlando, they want to wear you down. And if you look at the Cavaliers, Evan Mobley, Jared Allen, like, they have got size up front too, that it's going to pose a bigger issue. Like,
right.
Cleveland is going to be a tougher matchup, I think, because the scoring abilities of Donovan Mitchell. But at the same time, that's why you brought in Jrue Holiday, right?
Yeah.
The matchups are going to be what kind of dictates that ease of Boston being able to say, you know what, we're going to wait for you, Porzingis. Because I have my concerns with Boston because of recent playoff history.
Yeah, well, I think one of the other things that might be a little bit of a feather in Boston's cap is the fact that both Cleveland and Orlando they're both so young, and they're just kind of basically starting on that upswing again, so they don't have all that playoff experience that Boston does.
Yes, 100% in that. Boston, the way that they handled the Miami Heat, it was like they put a lot of things to bed, and a lot of those worries and questions and concerns to bed, even without Kristaps Porzingis when Miami rolled over the last two games. The only game that they have lost is an insane shooting night.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what sunk them, was a franchise record 23 made three-pointers by the Miami Heat. Tyler Hero went absolutely berserkers in that game. And that's what sunk them in their one playoff loss in that gentleman's sweep. Cleveland, overall, a better basketball team, obviously, than the Miami Heat are right now, especially without Jimmy Butler. But the ease with which you take care of that business, it's impressive in the NBA when you see the same team in five games, over a five-game series, because it was gentleman's sweep there.
Yeah, well, and not seeing, like you said, seeing the same team in five games, and some guys are going to have your off nights, but guys played well.
Absolutely they did. This Boston Celtics team, with the regular season that they had, the variety of ways that they have beat you, and like, we were sitting here through that first round, Jason Tatum didn't have to put the team on his back and drag them or carry them. Their depth has been what has elevated them all season long, and stars win in the playoffs.
Yes.
No doubt about it. But the conference semifinals, they're going to be able to get through that without Kristaps Porzingis.
Yeah.
If they play stylistically like they have all season long, and really when he went down in the series, and when him not being on the floor in that series against Miami, they have eased a lot of those concerns just by having, and you look at what has really changed from last year to this year. I mean, Porzingis is a big role in kind of pulling guys out of the lane and allowing more room for guys like Tatum and Brown to operate. But on top of that, Jrue Holiday being an elite perimeter defender and being a distributor who at times he's just that steadying force where it sets the offense, gets out of the way, and then even though he doesn't play a whole hell of a lot, when guys like Peyton Pritchard come in and they're able to give you serviceable minutes to help save legs, this Boston team, man, they are so damn fun to watch right now because they make it look effortless.
Yeah, well, and like you said, I think they can make it through this next round without Porzingis, and what you also said, with stars winning the playoffs, right? I'm just not sure as much love as Tatum and Brown get, I'm not sure that their stars shine bright enough to have it be what takes them further.
No. And they're complete. They play team basketball.
Yes.
And it got them to the best record in the NBA, got them to 64 wins. And that team is missing a massive link in that chain without Kristaps Porzingis.
They didn't try to go the Clippers route and get four stars and a bunch of dudes. Yeah.
I will be interested to see what Kristaps Porzingis comes back when he does.
Yeah.
Which iteration, which version of that guy.
How much they'll utilize him, how much he has to ease himself back into it.
No doubt about it. All right, 503-864-6326. Quite the fall from grace next on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We've got to clean something up here really quick, and we need to get to the bottom of it before we get to our... We got a lot of fun with audio coming up.
Yeah.
We were going to set up the clones of Ted Williams and Tony Gwynn coming back.
Yeah.
And the Vancouver Ford text line gave us quite the conundrum here.
Yeah.
If... the way you said yeah. Would Ted Williams' clone continue Ted Williams' original stats, or do we have new stats when Ted Williams' clone comes up?
Whoa. It's not, this is Ted 2. You don't name, like, if you have a dog that's cloned, Barbara Streisand, did she clone, like, three of her dogs or a dog into three new dogs or something? The DNA's all there. That they all have, like, different names. It's just, like, 2.0. It's not the same person.
Ted 2.0, huh?
Or I'd call him, like, Tommy Williams.
You'd call him Tommy?
Yeah. Hey, it's Tommy ball game.
No, I think I'm more leaning towards original Ted Williams, but could you imagine, what if like they clone Ted Williams and it's like, he just is same old Ted Williams as back in like the 40s and 50s and people are like, we can't do this.
God.
Like, probably a few inappropriate words coming out there.
I feel like...
God, you can't say that anymore.
It's like, oh, well.
It's a different age.
But... It sure would be something to see people just going, all right, we got clone Ted Williams up to bat. And I mean, do the Red Sox do they have his rights still?
That's a good question.
Do they unretire the Splendid Splinter's number and put it back on him?
But, I mean, if it's his own jersey, right? They're just saying nobody else can wear it.
He's like asking, where's my Sears contract? It's like, bro, that company died.
What if he was just terrible now, too? Like, it was just like he was a product, like that nature versus nurture. People are like, nope. It was just Ted Williams was a kid and was very bored and hit off a tee all the time. And he was really damn good because he had nothing else to do. Like, new Ted Williams is just like, I'm a gamer. Sorry. He's doing TikTok dances.
I am really good at Mario Kart.
Got the hand-eye coordination. Just throws it all out. Like, we're like, well, we wasted that clone. It's like Multiplicity where the clones start making clones and you're just going, all right, this is not good for us here.
And you get to number three and that one, yeah.
His mind's blown. He plays MLB The Show as himself.
Again, we need to stop the promos of MLB The Show where it says you can play as legends such as Richie Sexton. We need to stop.
Yeah, that's...
You can unlock over like 700 legends of the game, including Richie Sexton.
He is not a legend.
Is Richie Sexton a top 700 player of all time?
Home run hitter, yes.
No. Yes and no. Yes to Schulze, no to Jabrus. Both things can be true.
Oh, man.
All right. Justin Fields was traded to the Pittsburgh Steelers. And he will be the presumptive backup to one Russell Wilson, Mr. Unlimited, in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, that's just not good for anybody.
Let's ride.
Well, Jaylen Warren, who's running back for the Pittsburgh Steelers now, he went on, what is it, Cam Hayward's podcast. And boy, do they got plans for Justin Fields.
Do you think the kickoff rules will make you want to maybe kick return this year at all?
No.
The fans.
Fans are like,
they don't judge your kickoff return?
I guess not. Dang. We want to win. No, don't go back there. I mean, I would. I think it's pretty cool. As soon as you touch the ball, that's when everything, you know, starts to happen. But our offense or our special teams coordinator was talking about Justin Fields being back there. What? We're like, hold on.
Whoa, you breaking news already?
We looked at him like, Justin Fields about to be that back there? And, you know, I think it's cool.
No, you don't.
He's sitting there like, I get this attention off me because everybody in the building said no.
Yeah.
When I was asked if I should do it. So I'm just going to drop the Justin Fields backup quarterback returning kicks.
Yikes. I mean, I guess that's one way to get your athletes on the field, right?
I mean, that's a fall from grace. He did run a 4.4 at his pro day. He has speed. He is elusive in the open field. And it's not completely unheard of to have somebody play. Cordell Stewart did it in Pittsburgh, right?
Yep.
Slash.
I mean, he was a receiver, a running back, and a punter. I don't think he ever returned kicks for him,
though.
I don't
think so.
But he did that in college, too.
Yeah.
I mean, that was just his whole shebang.
Being the slash-type guy, sure. Well, in college, like Harbaugh, I've told this story before, but Jim Harbaugh, when we played University of San Diego, we kicked off, and their quarterback returned the opening kick. We were like, oh, boy, we are screwed.
Yikes.
It turned out that quarterback was Josh Johnson, who started a playoff game or played in a playoff game 2 years ago for the 49ers. He had a long career in the NFL.
Yeah, he turned out to be okay.
He was pretty good.
Yeah.
But that was like the ultimate, yep, this ain't going to go well. This game is going sideways really quickly. But Harbaugh was like, best players, put them on the field.
There you go.
Fields, I mean, if you can get away with sacrificing your backup quarterback on kickoff returns, that is a hell of an idea. But it's also that fall from grace, right? Where it is like Mike Tomlin's even allowing the thought to enter the special teams coordinator's head. Yeah, put Fields back there. Yeah. He can return kicks for you.
That's, yeah. Put your number two quarterback back there because hopefully nothing happens to Caleb, right? Or I'm sorry,
Russ.
Russ, excuse me, yeah.
Yeah, just goes to show you how talented people really think he is as a quarterback, right?
Yeah, that's brutal. That's a tough one where, and I still think, like, when you watched the Chicago Bears last year, I mean, hell, DJ Moore had a career season last year. Granted, he played in Carolina before going to Chicago, but DJ Moore had a career year. he was gun shy and he took a lot of sacks. Their offensive line was atrocious. Make no mistake, one of the main priorities this past offseason for Ryan Poles has been to improve the offensive line. Everybody is talking about what they did in the draft, going and getting guys Roma Dunze and going and trading for Keenan Allen. Their priority was to bolster their offensive line as well,
mm-hmm.
because pass blocking, they were god-awful pass blocking last season. They had the tackle is Donnell Wright, who they drafted. He was a good run-blocking tackle for them last year. He actually graded out very well in, by Pro Football Focus.
Mm-hmm.
But pass blocking, it was an abomination across the board for the Chicago Bears. So upgrading your offensive line was the priority because they knew that Fields was thrown to the wolves. And I'm telling you, no quarterback is going to thrive when you have a poor offensive line.
Yeah, that makes it tough.
It makes it really tough. Unless you have somebody truly transcendent like Joe Burrow, who had another transcendent group of receivers and playmakers around him, though.
Yeah, which Fields didn't have.
Fields didn't. He had DJ Moore and Cole Kmet.
Yeah.
And then was running for his life back there. So I think Fields has an opportunity to still play in the NFL because his skill set is incredible. I actually want to see him in Pittsburgh. I want to see kind of what he can do.
Yeah, it would be interesting to see him back there returning kicks.
Returning kicks.
It's going to be Taysom Hill.
How long of a leash do you suppose Russ has?
Boy.
I mean, Mike Tomlin
is different, but
yeah, he can squeeze juice out of a rock, I feel like.
But we also saw he has no problem revolving that door at quarterback if things aren't going well. And they're playing. The AFC North is going to be a buzzsaw again.
Mm-hmm.
And look at the AFC North and the NFC North. When I look at these divisions across football, the AFC and NFC North is the best division in football this next year.
Yeah.
I mean, they top to bottom, they're all four of those teams are going to be good. They're going to be a tough out, whether it's the reigning division champs in Detroit. Green Bay is going to be really good again. The Minnesota Vikings, Kevin O'Connell's a really good coach. And they upgraded on the defensive side of the football where they had their shortcomings and shortfalls. But it's also year two with Brian Flores as the defensive coordinator. They're going to go through, and there will be lumps having either Sam Darnold or J.J. McCarthy as your quarterback.
Yeah, see, that's where it gets a little sticky there.
But then Chicago got a heck of a lot better. But think of the weapons that they have in Minnesota. Like, all four of those teams in that division, they're loaded weapon-wise.
Yeah.
I mean, the NFC North and then the AFC North, where you have Baltimore, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, and Cincinnati, and a healthy Joe Burrow coming back this year. That division is stacked, too. If Cincinnati can keep guys happy and stop having players demand trades like Trey Hendrickson and T. Higgins, they're going to be, I mean, they have Joe Burrow, who's one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. He's top five quarterback in the league. And so you look at it and you go, the AFC North, if things go sideways and Russ isn't performing and he is washed, dude, that hook is going to be quick.
Yeah. I mean, if they come out, they start out 0-3, 0-4, he's throwing 200 yards a game, as many interceptions as touchdowns or more interceptions.
So Denver. I mean, so if he does a Denver. And look, they've got, they drafted Roman Wilson. They got him another target at wide receiver. Pittsburgh had a great draft.
Looks like they are declining the fifth-year option on Najee Harris.
Oh, really?
Not surprising.
For the 2025 season.
Yeah, don't.
They're not going to pay.
Don't pay a running back if you have to.
They'll go draft two more in the sixth round.
It says they're not ruling out agreeing to a deal with him after this season, but with the new offense being installed, they want to see how he fits in with the other running backs and functions in Arthur Smith's offense.
Yeah, and Arthur Smith, for all of the flack that he got for not getting playmakers' balls in Atlanta. You want to talk about a guy who squeezed the most out of quarterbacks, Ryan Tannehill, right? When he was in Tennessee, when he was the OC in Tennessee, they had, I think, twice a top five offense in the NFL. Now, it was on the legs of Derrick Henry,
yes,
largely. But you also look at, he made Tannehill a quarterback that could win in a division, the AFC South, not the AFC North.
Right.
But they've got Najee Harris, Jalen Warren, who we just heard from, Cordarrelle Patterson in their backfield, George Pickens, Roman Wilson, Van Jefferson, former Ram, and then their Pat Freiermuth as at tight end. They went and they got Troy Fatanu from UW in the draft. They're going to put him alongside. You have Isaac Seumalo still on the roster there. They're going to be pretty damn good up front. Like, Pittsburgh should not be a team that is spinning their wheels in the mud of Heinz Field.
Right.
They should be competitive. And if Russell Wilson can't get it done, I think he probably does give that hook pretty quickly and hands it over to Justin Fields.
Yeah. And because they're both only under contract then through this year, right?
Fields is – Russ has got another year, I does think. He?
No, Russ, this is a million.
He signed a one-year deal.
A one-year deal, right.
Veterans minimum. The Broncos are paying that, and I believe Justin Fields, they didn't pick up
his option for 2025.
So this is 1 year for both.
Yeah.
Tryouts. All right, maybe we see John Reese Plumlee, who's their fourth-string quarterback.
My God, there's another Plumlee?
Yeah.
Is he related?
No, I don't think he
Why
is.
Why not?
He went to Central Florida, though.
Wrong sport.
I want him to be blonde-haired and blue-eyed and losing his hair, like the other ones.
He's got brown hair and a great head of hair.
Well, then he's definitely not one of those Plumlees.
Yeah, he's definitely not one of those Plumlees. All right. Justin Fields, kick returner for the Stars. Giddy up.
Giddy up.
If they do that, man. Oh, poor Yikes. Justin Fields. All right, our worst day on the web. We got a punch-drunk boxer who's going through it on Twitter, and we're all seeing it. That after Schultzy with SportsCenter.
It's time for today's worst day on the web with Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Well, that sucks.
All right. We got a guy going through it right now. On the Twitters, no less. Ryan Garcia beat Devin Haney last weekend in a fight. He's a boxer, if you are unfamiliar. And Ryan Garcia, remember, the lead up to that fight with Haney, and Haney was heavily favored in it, was that Haney was saying things like, Garcia doesn't even care about this fight. He's not even training hard. Garcia was saying things like, I like beer a lot. I like to drink beer. I drink beer every day. Yeah. And people are like, okay, this guy's going to get worked. He also ended up weighing in 3 pounds over the agreed upon weight.
Uh-oh.
Which lost him $500,000 per pound.
Whoa.
Yeah, 1.5 milli.
Man.
That is a big deal. And you think about like super lightweights, 3 pounds is a lot of weight on those little fellers.
Yes.
But I think they almost got into a fight at the Empire State Building, too, before the fight as, like, a promotional event.
Well, and it happens a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah, but they were also supposed to throw out the first pitch at the Mets game that same day, and the Mets were like, yeah, no, we're not doing that.
I mean, and that's...
They canceled it after they arrived at the stadium.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
They can't fight each other. That would be assault. Like, the only fight that can happen is a sanctioned fight, right?
Yeah, don't tell that to a boxer.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Jerks.
Well,
or anybody with cauliflower ear.
Right, yeah,
Conor McGregor, yeah, see him.
Garcia won the fight. It was a majority decision over Haney.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that was 2 weeks ago, April 20th. And then yesterday, it was brought up by ESPN's Mike Coppinger. Garcia has tested positive for the PED Osterine. The day before and the day of his upset victory over Devin Haney.
Mm-hmm.
This was a voluntary...
I thought I saw the one that before the day of the fight, before the fight, that said it was a voluntary test.
Okay. So this led to Garcia going to his Twitter account. And folks, this is where we have an adventure that we have been on with Ryan Garcia's Twitter feed. Because the day started with Jesus is coming back.
Oh, okay.
Okay, followed by Booty's Lit.
I mean, yeah,
Booty's lit. It's
quite a set of
back-to-back tweets, sir.
Jesus is coming back. And then we have a picture of a herbal succulent, washaganda root, where he says, my bad, shouldn't have taken this.
Oh, the washaganda. You know, that's a popular one.
What is it?
Washaganda, I believe it's like an energy booster. Guys in their 30s and some gals, like it's in a lot of multivitamins.
Oh, okay.
So, kind of started taking multivitamins, and I've seen that in some of the ones that I've bought.
Okay.
Washaganda take otherwise.
Hey-o!
Hey!
I see what you did there. But this is about the time that it started coming out. He got popped for PEDs, which led to this video posted to his Twitter account. And I'm not going to lie, folks. Buckle up. You're going to go on a ride. There are two people. He's sitting down in a cutoff t-shirt. There are two people standing behind him, which you will hear both of them in this audio. They're like his hype men. Like it's the Wu-Tang Clan where they come out with like 40 people on stage. This is a video just one person would have been fine.
Yeah.
But these two people framed up in the shot, they're just standing behind him, a man and a woman. The man is wearing a flannel, a Yankees hat, and pit vipers.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. And the gal is a hot who's just standing behind him. Here is Ryan Garcia's defense over his PED positive test.
What's up, everybody? I came on here to address this bull claim that I cheated.
Lies.
Yeah. Everybody knows that I don't cheat. What can I say? Mm-mm. You know, why didn't they come out with this before, you know, the fight, if they found it before? Why would they let me step into the ring
right.
as a cheater and then come out with a victory and then they post this, you know? Again, these are people that are trying to attack me for whatever reason, but no weapon against me shall prosper. I never taken a steroid. I don't even know where to get steroids at the end of the day. I barely, you know, take supplements. They're saying it's coming from the ashwagandha. That's so.
At the end lies. Of the
day, big lies. I beat his ass out of here. Everybody go to Warwick tonight. It's lit.
And I was with this guy every single day.
Never, ever. There's a club promotion in there. We got a club promotion in there.
Club promotion.
I love the, I don't know why they even let me fight if I took that test. Like, did he think that it's like an instant test where you get a result? Like, does he think it's like a pregnancy test? Like, you send these,
apparently.
You take these samples and you send them to like the
to a lab.
To a lab, and they go through the lab, and then you get the results.
Yeah, USADA handles all that, right?
You would think that, I'm assuming this clearly not this guy's first fight.
It is not his first rodeo.
And so I would assume that at some point throughout his boxing career, somebody would explain to him exactly how the testing process works.
He didn't listen.
No, he didn't.
Mm-mm.
And by the way, I think one thing that Odyssey should add is people just standing in the background giving their two cents on these fine shows.
Lies.
Mm-hmm. See? Mm-hmm. Sign me up. We need hype men.
And then can we release
a live studio audience? Really bringing the point home.
Can we please respond to the I don't even know where to get steroids? You're a professional boxer.
Yeah.
That's like you
grew up in a gym.
Yeah. That's like a kid saying they don't know where to get candy.
Yeah.
Stop it.
All right. That video is not the end of Ryan Garcia's rants that he was going on. He followed that video up with, I need more steroids, I'm addicted, ugh! Alright? Alright. He's just gonna dox everybody. I'll find out who paid to create this lie. Now I'm gonna release everybody's, time to expose the real snakes. Okay?
Okay.
He then followed it up with, the glove does not fit. Not quite sure that's the one you want to go with there, bud.
Never use that. Mm-mm. Ever. Anybody.
Mm-mm.
Ever.
Mm-mm. And then we go even further.
Yeah.
I'm seen with Trump. Now I'm positive for steroids. This is a straight attack. Crazy.
So he's arguing that because he was seen with Trump, now all of a sudden...
Yeah.
Now we gotta
frame
him for a failed test.
Somebody should let him know that Tom Brady was also seen with Trump several different times. Mm. I don't think anything happened to him.
Okay. He had the Make America Great hat in his locker when Trump first started his campaign back in 2016 or 2015.
Yeah, I'm sure he did.
Yep. And then here's my personal most confusing one here. If I took the steroids, then I'm for sure gay. Can anybody explain that one to me? That was a Ryan Garcia tweet following his positive PED test.
Okay. So there is a definitive correlation between the two, is what he's trying to say.
I think what we're gathering here is that either he's trying to say I definitely didn't do it, or I don't know, or maybe I have no idea where he's going there.
I am confused.
But there we are with Ryan Garcia. And then it went back to thanking God. he's so thrown out. Did he pay for the drug test, allegedly? Roping yourself in with the worst names you possibly can.
Right, yeah.
The glove did not fit.
Yeah.
Conspiracy theory. I was seen with Trump. Now I'm positive for steroids. And then dragging Diddy into it.
Yeah, now an alleged human trafficker. Yikes.
Folks, this is how you get... Oh.
It's quite the circle.
Wait. And then we have another one, too.
Ooh.
I'm on the Jesus steroid.
What?
So if maybe if you're not familiar with what Osterine is, it's the Jesus steroid, according to Ryan Garcia, everybody.
What does it all mean, Basil?
I don't know.
I'm on the Jesus steroid.
I have no idea.
It's like secret stuff in Space Jam. Like, I don't know.
You would think that somebody, anybody, would be like, Ryan, let's put the phone down for a while. Let's maybe take a few plays off here. We'll get back in the game later.
You gotta keep our composure.
Yeah, like this text is like, is Epstein gonna vouch for him?
Yeah.
Like what? I don't understand his defenses here.
Yeah,
is he trying? Because what? A lot of the names that he's bringing up are telling me like, probably guilty.
Yeah. What's the next one that's gonna come out? You know, Hitler had some really good points.
It is the worst road you could choose. He's gone. He's like, you know what? There's a fork in the road. I'm going to go Yogi Berra. There's a fork in the road. Take it. This is the bad one. Still going to take it. I'm just going to go down that fork in the road, and I'm just going to walk down it as far as I can. Because this man is deep in the woods with it.
I mean, he gets hit in the head for a living. All right.
And that's the sad part.
Let's point that out.
That's the sad part.
Man.
Wow. I love that I don't even know where to get steroids. The first off, like, I don't even.
Yeah.
Oh, well, innocent. Definitely not going to go with the blood test. And he has a B sample and then can refile and take another test as well. I have a feeling this isn't over for the great Ryan Garcia.
Yeah, no.
It's definitely not the end of his Twitter account.
No. that'll be a good watch.
Oh my gosh. All right.
Man.
Oh man. All right. 503-864-6326. That is the Vancouver Ford text line. Y'all are on one. YouTube comments as well. All right. The Mountain West and the Pac 2. They're talking next on The Fan. Hey, this text on the Ryan Garcia thing, Oscar De La Hoya is his promoter, huh?
Wow.
Did you hear the Canelo Alvarez on De La Hoya yesterday? Expletive-laden rant where he went at De La Hoya calling him a thief, that he effing stole money from him, that if he got any closer, he would have killed him. Like, that was at a promotion for a fight.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man.
So there's a lot going in here with old Ryan Garcia that, my goodness gracious.
Boy. Good Lord. Well, didn't you say during the break there he added another name to the list?
Yeah. So we've got O.J. Simpson.
Yep.
We had... He compared he said he's takedown because he's been seen with Trump, right?
Mm-hmm.
There was another one in there. Oh, Diddy. Diddy. Yeah. He also said that he's being taken down like Andrew Tate.
What?
Yeah. Yep. Yep. He said that, you know, just like Andrew Tate, people are making stuff up and they're coming at me.
Like, what did he do before writing all these tweets? Did he go and, like, literally Google bad press?
Maybe this is what he's doing.
List the worst people in the world.
Maybe his whole plan here is, like, if I name people bad enough, I don't look so bad anymore.
And good for that woman standing by. I'm just like, yep, this is the idiot that I picked. Yeah. Like, you're an idiot, too.
Well, there were 50 million reasons why after that fight.
Yeah, right?
You know, he got a lot of money.
Oh, wow, he's so rich. He's so stupid. But he's rich. Oh, he's so ugly. But he's rich.
But $1.5 million less than it should have been, too.
That's fair.
Oh, man. I mean, the sad part is that this doesn't end well. Doesn't end well. I do not see a positive ending for this.
Yeah. This will go careening off a cliff.
Unfortunately. Yeah. Yep. Yep. Take the phone away. Put Twitter down.
Yes.
And as...
Just uninstall that app.
Like...
Delete your account.
As the great Herm Edwards, who has a 10-year show caused by the NCAA, once said...
Don't press in!
Don't press send.
Don't press send!
Don't press send. I saw this little update for B fans that are out there. Brandon Marcello of 24/7 Sports put out yesterday that the commissioner of the Mountain West Conference is said that Gloria Navarez has said that they are going to start discussions soon with Oregon State and Washington State about football scheduling for the 2025-26 seasons, which makes sense for both the Beavs and the Cougs because, look, they patched together this schedule this year.
Right.
And they did a really good job of doing it in such short order with how absurdly far schedules are made.
Right.
But moving forward, it becomes a lot more murky to navigate because we're still not sure what the landscape of college football is going to look like in a year or two.
Right. Well, didn't we kind of know, though, that they were going to have to piece things together for these next two seasons?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Before anything can be even start to become more clear.
Until the new college football playoff.
Yeah.
Deal kicks in. They want to keep the power status of, even though they lost their autonomous five status, they want to keep the revenues that will be coming in. It's $100 million mm-hmm. for each of them over 2 year period. But the fact that you have the Mountain West willing to play ball for another year to have that hybrid scheduling is good news for both the Beavs and the Cougs.
Yeah.
But and it's good for Oregon State and Washington State to have those contingency plans because that's what got them on the outside looking in. I think the most important thing moving forward is that you have a parachute out of it so where you can rip the ripcord out if the Big 12 or the ACC come calling, because the Florida State Clemson lawsuits, they're moving forward. I mean, Florida State's took a step backwards. It seems like it is moving forward now to where, you know, the state government is playing ball to try to help Florida State get out of the ACC.
Mm-hmm.
If that does happen and you have a little bit of the ACC dissolving, adding two more teams out west to help with Cal, Stanford, and SMU, you got to be in a position to pounce and be able to get out of any of these deals as quickly as you possibly can.
Well, and so it does leave some hope that I still feel like they'll wind up probably in the Big 12 is my guess after these next two seasons. But the Mountain West, it behooves them to carry on with them for the next 2 years too, because it helps bring some better talent to the teams that they're playing.
And there is a financial implication there too, when you're filling out your schedules and you're having to go on road games, stuff like that, to Corvallis and to Washington and to Pullman. So that's just like the briefest of updates that things are moving forward. And that's good for both Oregon State and Washington State, because their number one priority has got to be finding a power conference to get into.
Yeah.
But having the contingency plans and looking forward, it feels like every message that was sent has registered. And I heard Scott Barnes on with Isaac and Suk last week where, you know, they are getting their ducks in a row and being proactive in finding a new home, and that's going to be the most important part for them.
Did you see the other day too? I think it was the Big 12 commish. Was it Yormark? who said basically that the ideal number for them for the college football playoff is 14.
Yeah, that was floated out there, but they wanted to go to 12 first. If the Big Ten and the SEC each get another automatic bid like they were jockeying for,
right,
14 is what everybody else is going to have to go to if there's three from the Big Ten and the SEC.
So then what? Does that give you six first-round buys? Is that how you do that?
I'm really bad with how to, like, my brain look at brackets, but that sounds like it makes sense.
Because right now, because with 12, you got four first-round buys, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. 14, it seems like a weird number.
It's a stupid number.
Like, let's just go to 16.
Yeah, I think 12 is where they got to stay. Stay at 12. Stay at 12, and they're going to consolidate the power, and,
yeah, and
it'll make more sense.
I think the idea of the first round buys is a good one for the top four seeds.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, coming up, hour number two. We got a guest. We got SOU's head football coach, Burke Brown. He's going to join us because something that's pretty awesome that's going on down there. They are going to be playing the national champions from Japan for their spring game. The only team in college football in the United States that'll play somebody else for their spring game. And this background story is why we're bringing Coach Brown on. It's pretty awesome. And so he'll join us at 2:15. But coming up next, I think CJ Stroud is making strides to becoming my new favorite player. Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.